big 3 points and it deserved 3 points.
Oh, we deserved it. We definitely deserved it. But, you know, it is a big points because we went a goal behind, and that's the first time we've came behind and actually won. We've done it in Oriel Park and drawn. We've done it in Tala and drawn. We've done it at the Brandywell against Dundalk and drawn. But ultimately tonight was the first time we've came from behind, and I thought we were very comfortable. I thought we were very good. I thought we created so many chances that it could have been a lot more. But it's testimony to the players and their character and their determination to do well this year, because, you know, they've really bought into what we're trying to do. Our fitness levels are very high. I seen a stat the other day that we scored as many goals as anybody in the league in the last 10 minutes of games, and that's testimony to them. It's, you know, it's full credit to players that they keep going and they're relentless in their appetite to get goals. Like David Parkhouse put on an unbelievable shift tonight, but he was still the first in the 87th minute or whatever it was to get forward and make them runs on behind. And full testimony to him. You know, he's sitting on 12 goals now for the course of the season. The challenge is, can he go into that bracket of top centre forwards in terms of the history of this football club in the League of Ireland? Of, you know, can he break the 20 goal mark? Can he do what Liam Coyle done? Can he do what Roy Patterson done? Can he do what Mark Farn done? Can he get 20 goals? And if he can do that at 19 years of age, I tell you what, it'll be a hell of a season.
Definitely would be, and it's a case too where you just seen it tonight. The fluency of Gerardo Bruno in midfield was exceptional, picking out the passes. McDonough going forward, that's been, and solid at the back too, to be fair.
We've very good technicians of the ball, even, you know, and Toll's getting better all the time. What a player he's going to be at 20 years of age. You know, Ali Gilchrist, only 23, looks like an experienced pro, but, you know, them two have formed a really brilliant partnership. Kieran Cole's been sensational. Darren Cole can just play anywhere he wants. You know, so look, we've very talented players here, right? But we must continue to be focused, we must continue to be driven, and we must continue to be hungry in terms of trying to succeed. And success this year will be based on, can we win the next game? Can we get through to a final on Monday? Can we go and get through to the next round of the FA Cup? Can we beat Shamrock Rovers at home the following week? So look, success is the next game, and that's what they've bought on there, and that's what we're driving home.
And obviously the squad's getting deeper, and you bring on the likes of Davis gets his first goal, Kieran Harkin, and Davis getting his first goal is massive for him.
It's massive for him because he's been sensational since he's come on. He's just had to get up to speed, because I'll keep saying it, our fitness levels are very high, very, very high. And, you know, he's been a dream to work with. I'm delighted for him that he's came against his former club, you know. And I just think everybody tonight, you know, Kieran Harkin's been one of the best midfield players in this league this year. You have to remember, Kieran Harkin's played a full year, as is David Parkhouse, right round the clock. So look, we'll manage everybody in the way we need to manage them, but as we say, we always want competition for places, and the one thing that this club demands is that when you wear that red and white jersey, you give everything for the club, and to be fair to this bunch of boys, they've really done that.